Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. As part of our 2024 election coverage, Delaware Public Media is highlighting a series of races to watch. And the next general election showdown we are examining is in Kent County. The race for Delaware's 34th House District seat is another where an incumbent Republican is trying to maintain their hold on a seat in a district where registration numbers increasingly give Democrats an edge. This week, Delaware Public Media's Abigail Lee takes a look at this race and whether this seat could flip from red to blue as Democrats pursue a House supermajority.
The 34th House District has had the same Republican representative for a decade.
My name is Lyndon Yerrick. I am the current state representative in the 34th District.
This November, the House Minority Whip faces a new Democratic challenger in the general election.
Hi, my name is Tracy Miller. I am the Democratic candidate running for state representative in the 34th Representative District.
Yerrick is the latest in a long line of Republicans to hold this seat, dating back over 30 years. At the same time, the district is increasingly taking on a Democratic flavor. When Yerrick was first elected in 2014, Democrats held a 900-voter registration edge. That's grown to nearly 2,100, with independents now outpacing Republicans in the district. And since Yerrick entered office, Kent County has gone for the Democratic nominee for president in each election except 2016. Overcoming that Democratic edge is part of Yerrick's argument for returning to Legislative Hall, selling himself as a buffer against a, quote, one-party rule in the state.
Most governments are going to give and take a little bit better when there's some sort of balance. We can look at a variety of benchmarks and see how one-party rule has worked within this state. And for anybody who wants to double down and say we need to do more of what we've been doing, inspecting any improvements, I don't think that's going to happen.
But Miller says if Delawareans want more Democrats, she's running to give residents in the 34th House District the opportunity to flip this seat.
There's a whole bunch of folks in the 34th that don't feel like they've ever been heard. And I hope that I can be that person that represents everyone and not just the few. And that includes small businesses.
Miller currently works for Forward Journey, a nonprofit day program for adults who are disabled. She's the director of development and finds funding for the organization's programming. Yerrick works as a regional consultant for JLK Political Strategies. Both candidates have plenty to say about education. Yerrick is calling for an overhaul of some current practices along with some simpler reforms.
We need to revamp our standardized testing. We need to provide more spending flexibility back to the districts. We need to get rid of the unit count system. One of five or six states that still fund public education that way. It's ridiculous.
Miller agrees it's time to move on from the unit-based system.
I think it's just standard knowledge of what's happening in our school systems. It's not a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. It's a state issue. So I'm glad to hear that he is talking about the unit-based system too.
And Miller says that change to the funding system needs to be made with equity in mind.
When we talk about education, folks like to talk about everything being equal. Well, with education, it can't be equal because when you give equal amounts of money to each school district, that actually puts more money into the affluent school district pocket and less money into the school districts who are struggling.
Miller and Yerrick also discuss the workforce and economy in their platforms, but they tackle the issues from different angles. Yerrick focuses on job creation, hoping to streamline things like permitting and approval processes, which he says hold up small businesses and drive up costs. Yerrick believes in giving individuals and entities more flexibility and fewer regulatory restrictions to promote private sector growth.
But job creation is about the wealth that can be created for that small business where still two-thirds of all the jobs here in the state are of employers 10 people or less. So that is my focus, job creation versus just saying economic development.
Miller lists affordable workforce housing as a key issue that greatly affects Kent County. She references State Senator Russ Huxtable's work on the issue, which included a seven-bill legislative package introduced in March as a step in the right direction. Six of Huxtable's bills were signed into law, and Yerrick voted for all of them. Miller and Yerrick acknowledge healthcare and accessibility to healthcare as major issues for Delawareans. Yerrick supported legislation that offered loan forgiveness to primary care providers in Delaware-based residency programs.
It's quite disappointing that almost a third of all Delawareans on Medicaid. That has not moved the mark in years. So what can we do differently? We need to look at non-state entities that participate with our health insurance plan to get a fantastic opportunity.
This year, Delaware lawmakers passed a bill requiring health insurance providers to cover abortions, barring religious entities that may be excluded. Yurick voted against the bill, which was signed into law by the governor in September. Miller agrees there's a problem with accessibility in the state and suggests public and private partnerships. She says, like Yurick, that there aren't enough providers in Kent County.
Folks, especially folks in state government and local government, don't want to use the word crisis because it scares people. And that's, I understand that. But what we have is, it's kind of a tiered problem. You cannot get people to work here if you're not willing to pay them.
Both candidates are running on public safety as well.
So whether it be with the fire departments, volunteer fire departments, or our law enforcement presence, public safety is the highest priority that any government should take.
On his campaign's website, Yurick ties supporting the Second Amendment to public safety. He says he introduced legislation a few years ago that would increase penalties for committing a violent crime using a firearm. Had it passed, first-time offense penalties would have gone from 3 to 5 years, and second-time offenses would have gone from 5 to 10 years.
We need to hold them accountable and leave the majority of individuals who exercise their right with every legal capacity to do so, to have them to be able to protect their family, like go hunting, shooting, or collecting. That's their right, and they deserve to have that right.
Miller says she has a personal tie to public safety.
I am the daughter of a police officer, so public safety is super important to me. And I hear it when I knock doors.
She says she wants to help put more money toward community resource officers to further engage with people and see what the community wants out of their public servants. Miller also connects public safety to the environment. She says the effects of climate change are here, and they call for responses like raising the roads in eastern Kent County to respond to flooding in the area. Miller also stresses inclusion and diversity. She says the state has to do better.
We have to be better when it comes to students. We have to be better when it comes to women. We have to be better when it comes to Black and brown folks. It's not a static thing. It moves. It flows, and we have to be in that discussion at all times.
In the campaign's final push, Yurick is asking for another chance to work for the 34th District.
It's been a privilege over these last 10 years to serve and represent the individuals in the 34th District here in Central Kent County. So I think I serve the individuals inside Legislative Hall and outside of Legislative Hall, and that shows every 2 years with their commitment and their belief in me and their support on election day.
Miller, who is endorsed by the Delaware State Education Association, Planned Parenthood, several unions, and the Delaware Democratic Party, says she's trying to get people to know who she is and what she stands for to unseat a longtime incumbent who has never received less than 57% of the vote in any race.
He's an entrenched Republican that's been at the helm of this district for over 10 years. And this district has been in Republican hands for well over 20 years. So it's a heavy lift for me, and I respect that. So I knew I had a lot of work to do to make sure that happened. So I've worked really hard.
It's now up to voters to decide if the 34th House District remains a GOP stronghold, or the latest to flip blue in the General Assembly. Abigail Lee, Delaware Public Media.
Thanks, Abigail. And a reminder, Delaware Public Media's election coverage is supported by a grant from Delaware Humanities, a state program of the National Endowment for the Humanities. Up next, we head to Sussex County to continue our Races to Watch series with a look at House District 36 in Sussex County, where another incumbent Republican hopes to fend off a Democratic challenger. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.